don't have the proper kind of gas to burn to give the proper heat to be able to translate these elements into their form. And this is why I particularly wanted Bob here today. Because with some, he's got all he needs, as a matter of fact. He's got all he needs to do a far, far better job than these people are ever going to produce. And you know that you have it when you have others taking the very waste substances over to remove the silver and gold from it. And where you find gold, you're also going to find in volcanic product iridium and rhodium in great supply. And as you flame it off or break it down, you're going to have larger and larger percentages because those will flame out and become more than was there to begin with. This is alchemy in its finest form. And at some point, you'll be able to utilize the separation process by frequency and forget the flame off. But if we move from there to frequency, they'll shut you down, for goodness sakes. You'll be able to use some of these products to moisturize your fields, and that's what you must focus on in the great abundance and allow these others to be protected a little while. You can have both if you tend your business. There's no magic here. This is physics. But until you can become as interested in your own adventures than in another's adventures, and that other one is unwilling at some point to share with you honestly, be very, very careful. Don't go seeking out these ones. It doesn't mean you can't work with them and on these more spiritual aspects of life itself. Be very careful how you go about it because, as we will talk about, any time ones have gone to such elaborate business arrangements, you've got a business. I don't care who says they're giving it away. I can give you a lot of dirt, too. And if you go to the right place, all you've got to do the rest of your life is just sit there and eat dirt. And I am not jesting. Go ahead, please. Look at that octave. Look at the octave where you find gold and platinum. Across the wheel, you're going to find silver. Look at what's around the area of platinum and gold.
These people know they can't corner and patent this earth any more than dolomite can be patented. Please use your God-given brains, students. What I see happening is an outlawing of being able to use these natural substances, just as you can no longer use the plant hemp. I do not want to discourage you, for you need confirmation every time you can get it. But don't go dive off a springboard with no water in the pool. If you want these things so much, why have you not been working with our own products? Well, I'm not in the make you feel good operation, for I am trying to allow some of you, a remnant, to get through the tribulation and negative things coming upon you. All the rest can simply try to heal the world and somehow offer salvation and ecstasy to any and everyone who comes along in a search for doing it without any effort on your part. I do not agree with the end possibilities. I do agree with the perfecting of DNA, RNA, etc., for the right reasons. So, just make sure your reasons are right and go for it. I certainly agree that the products lose so much in the oral taking of same as to discourage those who are ill. All are far more effective given by injection and especially by intravenous modality. However, We are not in the medical business, drug business, or any other kind of such, so I will not jeopardize anyone or anything by suggesting things which are limited by any kind of regulation at all. The intestinal tract emits enzymes and acids which negate a lot of the product taken orally, but it is the only method you are going to have suggested by me, other than enemas, possibly. Those things are up to you. More product is negated by the parasitic invaders you carry and the toxins given off by other life form microbes. So what is new? Well, lots of things. I suggest that the frequency boxes be made available because daily use will rid the body of parasites in about 3 weeks and then will allow the body to balance itself and fat will be able to be controlled. Surely these are not unlawful uses. But again, why do you have to go get such simple products from others when you have great need for product sales to keep your own businesses alive and thriving? These are not patentable products any more than is a battery charger. These are the most simplistic of all. Everyone is looking for the magic. Well, you have it, but it needs some attention. I will tell you now that all anyone has to do to accomplish what Hudson's crew is pushing is to go to a volcanic area and eat dirt. Please allow some of the team to keep our heads about us. Yes, indeed, I do think you need to get some memberships with Hudson for the connection. But don't go sell us out to this bunch, please. The Ramtha misfits are gaining total control over his operations, and the spiritual profits will be diminished exponentially. If a man is allowed to believe he is the answer to the prophecies, you have inherited the wind in a most unfortunate manner. You can accomplish the same fine feeling of ecstasy, for goodness sakes, with heroin or morphine right from the poppy plants of Asia. This wave of artificial flying will result in multitudes of suicides because you have to separate from the physical body to truly have freedom as expressed. This will become just another thing for the government to control and remove from your ability to have and share. This is very definitely not what Dharma wanted to hear, because she searches for someone else to take this responsibility from her and for others to stop waiting for her to finish one assault attack to allow the enemy to get on with the next. Well, the enemy is never going to stop attacking, so why don't we just deal with that reality? What else is new? Well, several things have been ordered up by the opposition which have nothing to do with the fact that there was no sale of the property in 1988. In fact, nothing of the new assaults have anything to do with the property at all. Mr. and Mrs. Ecker have now been ordered to deliver to Mr. Horn all documents, accounts, papers, copies of tapes, writings, business notes, handwritten notes, everything they have done since 1988. Mr. Horn is trying to enforce a psychiatric evaluation of Mrs. Ecker to see what is on her brain, like me. This is, of course, being demanded with a Dr. Goldberg. Well, if it is the same Goldberg Doris knows of already, fine, she will enjoy it immensely. If Doris is nuts now, she certainly was not in May of 1988. You could She could hear, see, tell time, speak, eat, sleep, and do all those normal things on the day there was no sale as advertised of any property to which she had claim of interest. And even if she is not sound, what are they going to do with EJ? He was, after all, the very one who made arrangements to meet the obligations of the safe sale transfer. Can all of you see to what lengths the evil cartel will go to get you? And in addition, do you also see how far the judicial system is sunk into the cesspool of injustice? It would appear to me to be a wonderful opportunity for you nice people here to enter Horn into a position of co-conspirator with Green, Abbott, et al. He is personally doing the damage at their behest and mandate. If they think they are proving... He is personally doing the damage at their behest and mandate. If they think they are proving Eckers are somehow unable to have said property, all their claims of money getting only proves Eckers' ability all along to get the property. If they have taken millions of dollars from hapless innocent victims, as Tootin claims, they could have bought the property 10 times over. They didn't, however. So somebody must be honest around here. Tootin certainly doesn't have her stories even remotely or nearly correct. Sherry simply left out the most important information in her offerings to Tootin. Worse, this sucks into the lies such as Father Cleary and now Mike et al. Father claims Ents Ends and Tootin as his friends. Better think again, carefully. They have betrayed all trust ever placed in or with them. Look around and see what they have done, even unto you. Yeast and other proteins. Yes, indeed, I am changing the subject. I weary of the narrow focus and the demands of some people on our time and output for the satisfaction of their own narrow tunnel vision. I have a full-blown and quite insulting bit of thrust against us for dealing with anything save their interest focus. I am told that you can convert microbes to fight against other microbes. This is so, and is in use. So why aren't you nice people free of disease? The idea is to fight fire with fire, so to speak. I also am reprimanded for not offering you the transitional information of using yeast to offer a protein base, yeasts being a whole product, life form, as are the algaes, etc. Okay, readers, I'm going to offer you a little information, and I want you to respond to me with a full explanation of what I offer you by return mail in 30 seconds or less, and certainly use no more than 50 words. Turning yeast sequence into protein function. We will only deal here with the most studied genome, Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Must be some kind of a yeast. Why? Because this is the genome getting the most DNA attention in your scientific community. Separation of structures were long ago begun, and by March, when the information was due from the scientists as to sequencing, well, as of April of this year, a mere 1% of the 12.5 million base yeast genomes remained to be sequenced. And, moreover, what will you do with the information when you finally get it? There are 62 to 6300 potential open reading frames in the genome. Around 25% have been sequenced. And well, excuse us, we had a tape stop and couldn't tell which one it was.
Well, every bit of information here is extremely important, so be sure you get it onto a tape somewhere.
There are 6,200 to 6,300 potential open reading frames, ORFs, in the genomes, and 25% have been sequenced and functionally characterized before 30% encode proteins which with significant similarity to proteins of known function from other organisms, and the remaining 40% represent completely novel proteins. Work is now underway in your laboratories to make a rapid assessment of the functions of these new genes by gene disruption, and for some genes by more detailed phenotypic studies. Remember, readers, muscle is made up primarily of proteins. Does this smack of genetic tampering and reproduction, or what? The yeast data has already led to the identification of a number of proteins that had previously not been suspected to be a part of the Saccharomyces cerevisiae genetic repertoire. It is interesting to know, however, that a large, very large number of plasma membrane proteins with different transport functions have been identified by sifting through about half of the genome with hydrophobicity analysis and sequence alignment methods. Some of these are clearly homologous to the multidrug resistance proteins of bacteria and higher eukaryotes. This is fine because we have grown into the cellular membranes of the drias, a merging factor for all cellular structuring. This is most important in considering the multidrug resistant homotypes and homologous structures of those resistant proteins of bacteria and higher eukaryotes. Still with me, readers?
Are we having fun yet?
Who cares? Let us consider a most interesting example, which is simply noted as PDR1, a protein that has all the hallmarks of the so-called ATP binding cassette.
Now, doesn't that boil it right down for you? Try that again, John.
Got it.
Do it again, John. Say it again.
Acceptance test procedure.
You got it. And you think John's got problems? We have problems. Put your tongue back in your mouth and go on.
Anyway, but with the ATP binding domains attached on the N-terminal rather than the C-terminal side of the membrane-embedded domains. As is usually the case for membrane proteins, overproduction of this protein turned out to be difficult for your scientists. However, and this is usually the case, a mutation in the PDR1 transcription factor was isolated that not only led to a 100-fold increase in synthesis of the active PDR5, but also allowed efficient sorting to the plasma membrane. Whether this or similar mutant strains will be a general panacea for membrane protein overproduction in yeast remains to be seen. The success with the PDR5/PDR1 system certainly suggests that genetic selection of overproduction strains may aid the assignment of protein function. Ah, but what happens if the mutation becomes part of the functioning genetic structure of the consumer? It must be noted, readers, that the rapid accumulation of fully sequenced prokaryotic and eukaryotic genomes puts new demands on bioinformatics. If, for instance, the sensitivity of sequence similarity searches can be increased by even a few percent, hundreds of new genes may be functionally and even structurally classified with minimal requirement for tedious experimental investigations. My goodness, won't this be a wonderful boon to cloning science? We might point out that already there are about 15% of all of the yeast proteins which are fully and sufficiently similar to proteins of known 3D structure to allow automatic generation of 3D models. Aren't you glad to know that you're going to be a simple yeast product? These models are already expected in scientific circles to be very accurate and almost identical around an active site and are fairly accurate within the central core of the protein, and yet are still quite unreliable in the exterior loop regions. These would be useful, however, in, for instance, guiding site-directed multigenesis studies. Fine so far? What do you think your exterior mutation appearance will be after all of this blending and tampering? Those exterior loop regions are quite important for external appearance and identification. Well, you now have this information floating around on your internets, unfinished, and making it as easy to tamper with DNA structuring as is making a bottle bomb for the kiddies.
At least you will now.
There are major studies underway in laboratories worldwide, readers, that would take away your breath. Now we can just slam this on the internet, and the awaited unification of experimental and computational biology will be in vogue. Where will this take you, world? It is anybody's guess, I suppose, but my guess is that a lot of people will be playing with deadly toys and wipe out your globes, your whole species. So be it. Is everybody now happy to have this wondrous information revealed herein? Does it make your day? How nice that you can get this revelation and understand it fully. How nice that you are all going to be so careful henceforth to understand fully everything fed to you. To you who are bored with my presentations and impatient to get more of what you can't possibly understand, much the less comprehend, go latch on to the world of the Internet. Information in and of itself is as worthless as a Mensa meeting of nitwits lacking any kind of common sense. Is it information you desire, or do you hyperwits think I will somehow be impressed that you don't know enough to even ask a proper question? All you need to understand is light, ladies and gentlemen, just light. Am I not weary of distractions? Of course. But there is something you must understand, and that is that my knowledge and your knowledge are two different things. You are going to get wherever you are going on your information. I am already there. Therefore, it might behoove the students to allow the professor to teach the class in his style instead of the unlearned student running the lectures. You can all blow your minds with iridium and rhodium, etc., but what have you achieved? You have achieved an alternate state, briefly, for your minds, which in fact will distract you from God and not to God, as a permanent understanding of light, which is God. Be careful, readers, for the life you save might well be your own. Likewise, the life you lose may also well be your own. These tamperings can and will, if continued, wipe out your species. Think about it, for you might well not like what you are now, or how you look, or how fat or thin you are, but you are definitely not going to like what you are headed for to become. Each person of soul being has a purpose and a gift to share and offer. Be careful with those precious holdings, lest you get carried away with your allowances. Note the government boys will leave you alone until many are sucked into the trap, and then you're going to get pinched as the door shuts on you. Addictions come in many, many forms, and the addiction to disassociate mind from living responsibility is the greatest of all desires. Mind addiction is worse than any physical body addiction. What are you doing with yours? Mind, that is. There simply aren't any shortcuts to living as God demands and conditions, but there are a zillion shortcuts to reaching hell in many forms of presentation. Childhood's end has come, readers, and with that comes responsibility. Why don't you just stop the silly search for magic tricks and uncover the great and wondrous mystery so that life can be forthcoming, not just a journey through the loop land. Any plane which is airborne and runs out of fuel or breaks its motor will crash. It is not the flight that is hard on the body, it is the landing. It is not enough to know how to get the plane off the ground. You must know how to, more importantly, land it. How many people will misuse Hudson's products? Almost everyone. He is quickly going to become the O'Leary of brain blasters. And yet, he holds a priceless pearl of great value in the monatomic realms of substance. Can we not be patient in our eagerness to serve self? When man can relate to his relations, then and only then can self be put to the rear burner, and allow the unfolding of God's great mysteries of infinite life. My scribe is tired, and I can't argue the merits of how that comes to be, and I apologize for such lengthy dissertations that not three in any billion people understand. And if you now have something which allows you such incredible insight and psychic knowing, don't you think possibly your enemy already has it in use? He does. Is the giving away of the substances an altruistic gesture? No. The giving away of the substances without full instructions is in a how-to-use guide, and the product with the product indicates no effort to protect the people involved. The structured membership.
No. It is an effort. It is a total effort. You give away that which you're not allowed to sell. Everybody hear me? So there has to be a different mechanism. And I'm not talking about a program of loans and notes and this sort of thing. I'm talking about a membership. And you get whatever you get free of charge. And if you don't have a membership, you'll also get some free. That helps. This same method was used with CanCell. It's a frequency liquid. It's a low frequency liquid. And it also works. You see, if you can blast a frequency-ed crystalline substance like a virus. A virus is a linear series of connected crystals. So it's a crystalline formation. Now, you will have a directive head of this organism, cap, if you will. And it sits atop the crystalline structure. And it has all of its structuring instructions within that cap. It is held to the body of the crystalline virus by a molecule of something. When it was first created, when viruses were first created, and the first real virus was created in Tel Aviv, it had a zinc molecule. So all viruses would work with a zinc molecule holding the cap to the structure. Blow out the molecule of zinc, which is easy to do, with a frequency blast, either higher or greatly lower than, and you can knock out the virus. So once that was understood, fine, they just keep increasing the frequency of the molecule that holds, that we will call the neck. To the most important one these days is titanium. So by reaching a frequency in whatever you're going to try to hit it with, to the frequency of selenium, which is higher on the scale, on the octave scale, than is titanium, you can knock out the titanium. Now what you have are juxtapositioned bacteria or microbes that end now in viruses, like streptovirus, coxavirus, spirochetovirus, the spirochete being the infecting organism of syphilis, and your AIDS. An HIV virus is only a form of this spirochete rickettsial virus. Now, we can go on into microbiology here until we all don't know what we're talking about, and it won't solve anything. This is the problem that we have to face. Never mind the yeast and their genomes, and never mind their genetic structure or their DNAs. That's a whole different ball of wax. But you see, you're dealing and you're converting, alchemizing, if you will, a substance into a protein substance. And human being is built on protein and the amino acids, etc. And it's fascinating. It is totally fascinating to find that you can, in physics, describe life. But you cannot give that organism eternal existence. You can cause people to live 1,000 years until you're bored out of your mind or whatever comes next. But what have you achieved? If you have not achieved a spiritual fulfillment that allows you the right and the ability and the capability of interdimensional travel, that's what you want next. You don't want to hover in a land-bound, earth-bound state of astral existence. There are zillions of those. And they present in all sorts of forms that you can be made aware of in your own experiences. We have to be very, very careful with these things, because we're playing with the very substance of life. But your enemy's already played with it. Remember? Full replication of an adult in 48 hours. And it only takes another half hour to download a brain. But you still don't have soul life. You have a working organism. There is nothing miraculous, spectacular. It is really boring, these HIV viruses. They are the laziest of all the retroviruses. Nobody dies of HIV. Nobody, ever, never, anywhere. You die of opportunistic disease because your immune systems are destroyed. And if it's not AIDS, it'll be something else. It'll be one of these masterminded, flesh-eating viruses. You can't even depend on having a cold anymore. Or the flu, without wondering, is this going to be the biggie? These diseases will eat you alive from within. And you'll die of hemorrhage, just like Ebola. And they've upgraded Ebola. If you haven't seen Outbreak, I'm telling you, see it. My purpose is not to scare the living daylights out of you. It's to make you pay attention. There is a plan to depopulate this planet. And you're going to stop blaming God for it. This is an earthbound plan by earthbound energies. And as ridiculous as it seems, you better start watching X-Files. It's just that crazy. And you're going to find a lot of those cute little aliens running around covering cute little military men. Now let's stop making silly nonsense and monster games out of the truth of life as it exists for you. This is a play. This isn't even your, Y-O-U-R, reality. So you will alchemize what you need. You will create what you need. And you'll make it through, because the species needs to make it through. God's not a sloppy planner. And stop all this nonsense about space aliens coming here to save you. At the very most, the space alien will give you a little bit of suggestive help. If you want to save anything, you're going to do it. You're responsible for the state this world has reached. And if it's cleaned up, you're going to do it. I remind you of the crop circles where Earth is missing. Well, it doesn't mean that life form or Earth itself goes away. And, of course, your response to me should be, if this is an illusion, if this is actually a play underway, all we need to decide is, where are we in this script? And do we want it to end in that Armageddon conflagration planned? Or do we want to take control of ourselves and this beautiful creation and change the end of the play? Now, that's what I would like to do. But as long as we hop on every ecstasy drug that comes along, we're going to be addled out there in space while it goes right on into the apocalypse. I can promise you that. That is the way the play is written. And unless somebody changes the play, that is the way it will go. That is called collective thought. And all mankind is, all human being is, all creation is the expressed, manifest thought of God in light. And they banned those books, haven't they? And they don't let others cross the border. Hate. Hate. You want to talk hate any beings, any group of beings, anyone who wants to destroy the freedom of man in thought, mind, is filled with hate. So you're going to have to decide, people, whether it's going to be love or hate. That's your basic decision. And you can't sit in the middle of the fence forever. And you can't live an apologetic lifestyle for simply speaking. Norma had to sit there while this little imbecile leans up over the table and says, Mrs. Ecker, are you anti-Semitic? Out of the blue sky with no reference to anything. Pardon me. We're talking about a property auction in May, the 24th of May at 10 a.m. that did not take place in Bakersfield in 1988. Almost a decade later, what does my emotional, religious feelings have to do with anything, Mr. Horn? She says. Only immediately she answered the proper answer, her real only answer, no. I am Semitic. We can't help it if he doesn't know what that means. And it doesn't do any good to get incensed. And even at that, that very phrase was changed. Go demand that you are taped from now on. Mr. Horn went into that record with that girl as they were watched and changed it to, no, I am sympathetic. And he doesn't allow anything to be taped. Why? Because he knows he won't sell in court. That does away with his ability to cheat, lie, and change the documents. And he doesn't like to be talked about like this. I don't blame him. I would be embarrassed to live my life on any level at that level, where destruction and protection of the criminal element that has destroyed your generations is allowed that kind of behavior.
What about Marlon Brando's goof this week?
Yeah.
On Larry King Live. He was great.
Look what they've done to him.
Yeah.
And he bent, didn't he? And you see, you're talking about the very few. Everyone has to be very careful in the spiritual religious world. I should say spiritual versus religious world. It isn't that he should have said those things or should not have said them. The fact is, I believe that you tout a free country with freedom of speech, opinion, press. And if he feels a given way, is he not allowed to express that? There was no hate involved. I heard the man say, thank God for the Jews. But nobody heard that, did they? This is the control factor, people. And no matter what I might say, no matter what Dorma might say, it's all beside the point. It has nothing to do with your spiritual truth. It doesn't matter if you worship the stone out in the middle of the field, Muhammad, Buddha, Christ. Actually, I should not even express Christ. I should have said Jesus. There's a big, big difference. You are not even any longer talking about a race of people called Jews. The term itself, always remember, was brought forth from the group originally calling themselves the serpent people. They are not the Judeans of the old Holy Lands. There were no Jews at the time of Jesus the Christ, if you wish to call him Jesus. His name was Emmanuel, for goodness sakes. Can't you even get the name straight? Saul of Tarsus, maybe years, 35 years maybe, after Emmanuel was no longer even there, pronounced his name Jesus, which was also a Greek term meaning anointed one. Well, you anointed the pharaohs, you anointed the king, you anointed Caesar, you anointed the soldiers. You've got to learn language. And if you don't know language, you can't have any meaning to what you say. And then tradition brings it right on down. How do you know that was an anti-Semitic statement when you don't even know what a Semite is? A Semite is someone who came from the tribe of Shem.